Their determination showed me that their worth as students couldn't be measured by a test score alone. Welcome back to Teacher Tales, where we follow one teacher fighting her way through career burnout to find work-life balance and educational bliss, if it still exists. On this episode of Teacher Tales, we jump headfirst into the wonderful world of standardized testing. How does it affect you and your students? I'm your host, Tony Rambles, and this is another tale from your favorite teacher. Tegan Raines, a dedicated high school teacher, sat at her desk surrounded by stacks of papers and textbooks. The air was tense with anticipation as standardized testing week loomed on the horizon. As a seasoned educator, Tegan knew the challenges that lay ahead. Tegan had seen how standardized testing could cause stress and anxiety among her students and teachers. She understood that while these tests were a necessary measure of academic progress, according to the state, they were not the sole indicator of her students' abilities or potential. Determined to make the testing experience as smooth as possible, Tegan spent weeks preparing her students both academically and, most importantly, emotionally. She reviewed test-taking strategies, provided extra practice materials, and offered one-on-one support to those who needed it. She emphasized the importance of maintaining a positive mindset and staying focused during the testing period. On the first day of testing, Tegan greeted her students with words of encouragement and reassurance. She reminded them that they were well prepared and capable of success. Throughout the week, she checked with her students regularly, offering words of encouragement and support. My fellow educators, what do you do to prepare your kids mentally for standardized testing in your respective grade and subject? I'd like you to post those questions and answers in the Teacher Triumphs Facebook group. Despite the inevitable stress and pressure, Tegan was impressed by her students' resilience and determination. They approached each test with confidence and resolve, refusing to let fear hold them back. As the day of testing arrived, Tegan couldn't help but feel a sense of pride in her students' accomplishments. They had faced the challenge head-on and had come out stronger because of it. After testing week was over, Tegan gathered her students for a reflective discussion. They talked about the challenges they had faced and the strategies they had used to overcome them. Most importantly, they celebrated their growth and resilience as a group. As Tegan looked around at her students, she felt a deep sense of gratitude for the opportunity to be their teacher. Teaching during standardized testing week had been tough, but seeing her students rise to the occasion had made it all worth it. She knew that no matter what challenges lay ahead, they would face them together as a team. Okay, standardized testing can be a massive headache for everyone. So as I'm recording this, it is April 28th, literally the night before it comes out. And we just finished up all of our standardized testing within the past couple of weeks. We have basically 3 weeks, and we do Tuesday, Thursday. There'll be testing for the first 2 weeks, and the last week, we just have testing on Tuesday. So because I'm not a testing subject, I have to be mindful of what is going on around the school as far as students having to deal with the stressors of testing week and studying more and more as it gets closer and closer, what grade levels are going to be testing. And then on those days, I have to make sure, all right, I only have some of my class. Upperclassmen would come to school later. So I had a couple of days where I had maybe 7 kids in first period. So as an experienced teacher, I would say it is important to be mindful when these weeks come up of how much work you give out, what the assignments look like. Are they projects? Is it something that they can work on alone? So I had to make sure I'm structuring my class differently because of testing. And that's just me, I don't know, just taking into account being, courteous of the student body as well as my other colleagues of what's going on. I could have easily said, well, testing has nothing to do with me. We have work to do. But I think that's just kind of selfish. I think it shows somebody on a power trip. Like, okay, we know everybody's class is important, right? But just relax a little bit. So I kind of put it in, I like to say low power mode. So even though we were doing work, we still had assignments. Instead of only giving them a day, I would give them 2 or 3 days because I knew some people would be out, some people would be in. Some people wouldn't even see it. So I tried to make sure I gave it a little bit more time than usual. Now, we are still doing work. We still have curriculum to cover. But it's important to try to kind of balance that, you know, for your kids. And you can also take it as an opportunity for you as a teacher, as an educator, to get some things done as well. So that is my experience with standardized testing, at least in 2024, and how I will structure things going forward. So let's look at the different lessons that we could learn from the story, you know, with Tegan trying to prepare her kids for testing. I know it's a touchy subject, and a lot of people are like, well, these tests don't really do anything. They don't show what our kids know, what they don't know. And I will have another episode covering that in more detail. But for now, we're going to focus on lesson number one, which is resilience and determination. So throughout the story, it highlights the importance of being resilient and being determined. So when things aren't going your way, how do you respond? Or when you have a challenge ahead of you, how do you respond? So despite the stress and the pressure of standardized testing, both Tegan and her students remained resilient, refusing to be deterred by the obstacles. Because that's what a lot of people look at standardized testing as, just an obstacle. And I would just tell my kids, hey, you need it to get to the next level. All right, now I know there's some gray area in what you need to graduate and then what that looks like for college, so on and so forth. But I say, hey, it's an obstacle. How can we figure it out? How can we be resilient and then use some determination to get over it, right? How can we persevere and have a positive mindset in the face of what we're going through? And that's not just a lesson for standardized tests or schoolwork, that's a lesson for life. So that was lesson number one. Number two is all about teamwork and support. So the story underscores the significance of teamwork and support in navigating difficult situations. So Tegan had her kids back, basically, and she did whatever she could to make sure that they would be successful. Now, is every child going to be successful on every standardized test? Of course not. You know, the odds are just not in our favor in that regard. However, you can do what you can do to support those kids and to support your colleagues. And like I said earlier, I can help support by just making my class less of a load, making it less of something that they have to be worried about, you know, in that time. That is how I, in real life, support my teachers, my colleagues, and my students when it comes to standardized testing. So Tegan, with her unwavering support for her students, coupled with their mutual encouragement and camaraderie. I mean, I would love to be a student in Tegan's class. Like, she sounds awesome. They created a sense of unity and strength within the classroom by working together and supporting one another. And they were able to, again, go into testing week and just do their best. I think another thing that we can do is celebrate when these moments happen. I talked about celebrating on last week's episode, where it's important to look at the small victories, look at the big victories. And I'm not saying, you know, throw a Sweet 16 for all of them, but I am saying that taking that moment to celebrate them specifically with your kids is something that I think we can all do a little bit more, right? Celebrating is awesome when you couple it with high expectations so that people don't ever feel like, dang, the goalpost is moving. Like, how can I ever get some kind of positive feedback because I never get celebrated? So keep the high expectations, but also celebrate people. And I think that is how we can put lesson number two, teamwork and support, into practice. The last thing that we covered on this episode with the magnificent Tegan Raines is focus on growth and learning. We know that this one test doesn't determine our future. We know that this one test doesn't determine how smart our kids are, how great our kids are, how hard they work. So we want to focus on just growing and learning, and what that looks like in our classroom is a lot of times for teachers, that's pushing our kids to think for themselves. I had a kid I had a softball banquet, and one of the softball players is my student, and they were at their table and she was talking and she said, you know, Coach Franklin never gives us a straight answer. He always makes us think. And I could not have been more proud of what I am showing my kids in the classroom, even in an elective like speech class, where a lot of people think, oh, it's a blow off class or it's going to be easy. I'm just really trying to get them to think. To me, it's not the grades are not important. And I say that from the standpoint of, I hope every single kid passes my class. I'll give out hundreds if everybody is thinking and creating and trying to find a way through whatever project or assignment or problem that we have within the classroom. That is what's most important. So yes, she is right. My focus on growth and learning is calling them to think and answer their own questions and solve their own problems. So they'll ask me, well, what is this? And I will ask them a question. Well, what do you think it is? And I know it gets on their nerves. But when she said that, it showed me that it's sinking in. It's sinking in. And those are the moments as educators that we really need to go, man, this is freaking working. Yes, I'm glad. So throughout the story, Tegan emphasizes the importance of growth and learning over test scores. It's not about the stinking test. It's about how you attack it, okay? She recognizes that the standardized testing is just one measure of academic progress and encourages her students to focus on their personal growth and development as opposed to just focusing on the test. This teaches us that true success lies not in achieving perfect scores, but in the journey of learning and growth that accompanies academic challenges. Boom. That is our episode for today. Let's recap. Lesson number one, resilience and determination. This helps us in all facets of life. Lesson number two, teamwork and support. How can you help your students, your colleagues, your campus with supporting them in these times? Lesson number three, focus on growth and learning. It's not about the results of the test scores, but about the journey along the way. That is our episode for today. Of course, I'll have someone else on this Thursday, another educator, to talk about these things in detail. For more tips on burnout and time management, join our Facebook group, Teacher Triumphs, Overcoming Burnout and Balancing Life. This is where we share applicable strategies and encourage each other on the journey through education. You know it can be tough. Come get some help. Until the next time, keep teaching, keep learning, and I will see you all on the next journey.